Hey, Pardon My Take listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
For us, golf is simple. It's a chance to get out and have some fun with our friends. But inevitably, little things have a way of ruining it. The group ahead is taking forever, you can't find the fairway with a map, and the bev cart is nowhere to be found. And the best way to make a bad day better is Fireball Whiskey. You get their nips, the little shooters. They are great. Makes bad day way, way, way better. Make sure to grab the new Fireball Birdie Shot Club. It's literally a golf club filled with Fireball nips. Put it in your bag. It'll fit right in that side pocket. Drink Fireball nips and have a great time on the golf course.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. When did cheap plastic disposables with 90s-style graffiti art become the norm? No offense if Gaudi Pastel is your style, but the Flonk Max Smart embodies a smarter way to vape. The Flonk is sleek and discreet, and the most popular flavors are available nicotine-free and in 2% and 5% strength. A flexible disposable with a smart LED screen, the Flonk churns out 10,000 dense and delicious puffs. Visit MyPod.com and use promo code STOOL for 25% off Flonk vapes.
On today's Pardon My Take, we have all-around talent, rapper, TV host, book writer, Action Bronson on the show. Very interesting guy. Very interesting interview. We also have some Bob Kraft cleanup. That wasn't a joke. Bob Kraft cleanup to do. We have a LeBron blames and who's back of the week. Whether you're searching for a home to buy or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can find the home that's just right for you. You can favorite homes, share listings with others, and even schedule tours with a local Redfin agent all in the app. When you're ready to buy, an experienced local Redfin agent can guide you through the whole process. So download the Redfin app today to get started. Okay, let's go.
It's Pardon My Take, presented by Bar School Sports.
Welcome to Pardon My Take, presented by the Pardon My Take YouTube page. Go subscribe right now. Today is Monday, February 25th. Did we miss any news that broke on Friday or anything?
It was a pretty quiet day. I mean, you know how it goes on Fridays in the NFL. There's typically nothing that they try to bury at the end of the day. Nothing squirted out.
Did we miss anything?
No, I don't think anybody got themselves into like a sticky situation or anything.
Did we get any arrests or anything?
I think Antonio Brown's like a free agent or something now.
Okay, let's jump into that. Antonio Brown, free agent update. So, well, he's probably going to want to sign with the Patriots so he can get a bunch of hand jobs.
Yeah, so the biggest news that happened on Friday afternoon was Robert Kraft, owner of the New England Patriots, I don't think he officially was arrested. He was indicted.
Named
in a sting for a rub and tug. It's a little bit darker than that because it was obviously, it seems like the big story is human trafficking and this is a larger sting. But Robert Kraft is obviously the poster boy of this sting because it's very rare that someone as famous as him and as rich as him gets arrested in a situation like this.
Yeah. Also, I mean, there's a lot of facts that we don't know.
Correct.
And we're in the business of waiting until all the facts come
all
out.
All the facts.
But one of the first things that came out was that Robert Kraft was busted. I think we all assumed just for hand jobs, right? Do we know it was?
We do not know. There is video, allegedly video.
Can't wait.
Two visits, so kind of takes out the whole, I didn't know.
He had a coupon.
Two different visits. Also, if you, the Orchids of, what was the name of the place?
Orchids.
Or Orchids of, it was, I can't remember the place.
It was about 20 minutes from where I was at the time.
Oh, wow.
By the way, how lucky do you think you have to be if you were going to Orchids that day and it was shut down? And so you missed getting busted by one day.
By a
lottery ticket.
What was the name of the place, Hank? I can't remember it, for real.
Orchids of Asia Day Spa.
Orchids of Asia Day Spa. So, Robert Kraft went there twice. Definitely a place that, let's just say, it didn't look like the day spa of a billionaire.
Right.
Like right. it kind of makes it tough for if your defense is going to be, well, I was just going for a massage when it was like very much out of the way of his house, and it also didn't look like a place where a billionaire goes.
Right.
There was also a bunch of other rich guys that got arrested there, like some guy who was like the former president of a big bank. Basically, all the rich guys going there and getting rub and tugged.
Right. If you take a private plane to a strip mall in suburban Florida, you're not doing it for a good reason. That's my big takeaway.
Yes.
I'm curious to know where the TB12 method comes down and all this stuff. My theory is that if you just drink enough water, you know how you like Tom Brady says you drink enough water, you can't get sunburned? If you drink enough water, you can't get a hand job because you can't come because you're just peeing everywhere.
Right.
So I think the TB12 method actually would have saved him from
constantly
this.
Peeing.
Yeah,
right.
Just pissing all over the place.
So
that's why bodybuilders have like gallon jugs of water to keep all their cum inside so they have more tea.
Right. So we obviously, like we said, there's a dark side to this story that we're not going to make light of, but the like making Robert Kraft jokes I think is okay because why wouldn't you? He's a famous guy who got indicted. I think that happens to anyone, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So
you're right. If now there is like a lot more of the story that's going to come out that's going to be centered around human trafficking, how much he knew, how much he should have known about what was going on there. But
if anything, Robert Kraft has shined a light onto, if you want to use a spin zone, there you go. There it is, Hank.
Yeah.
He's the poster child of a very big problem.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Another one. He's now like a triple
did
poster
you guys,
child.
Now let's do a, did you guys see this? So did you guys see the picture? I think this is maybe at Columbia. I don't know where it is. It's something, some big building that Robert Kraft built, and there's a saying that he has a quote there. It says, when you go to bed at night, make sure the people you've touched that day are richer for having known you.
True.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's tough.
Yeah, $20, Richard.
That's a tough one to just be out there.
Uh-huh.
We also had some interesting names on this list. Did you read the list?
I did.
Okay, so we had a Rolf. Anytime a Rolf is involved, you know something's up.
Steer clear.
Can't trust a Rolf. Something that I've always said.
Although, but if you're going to be around a Rolf, you want him on your side.
Yes.
You want him involved in whatever it is you're doing.
He'll get
as opposed to being on the other end.
We had a Ming Fu Lu. That's tough because it's like there can't be that many Ming Fu Lus, so it probably is tough to like go home and be like, no, it was a different Ming Fu Lu, honey. It wasn't me.
There might be millions of them, though, in
different
countries.
True. We had a Dick Palmer. Mm-hmm. Which jokes just write themselves.
Wait, was this in Palm Beach?
was
this in Palm County?
I think so. And then
Spit Palm County.
We had a John Johnson, which also feel like that was a fake name given. I feel like that's your rub and tug name.
Toilet Dick.
Yes. Yeah. So the whole story is wild. I'm sure that Roger Goodell is going to probably fine him for $500,000. How many draft
picks?
Bart Scott said take all the draft picks away.
Take the full draft.
With maybe the hottest take right out of the gate. He said it's the biggest embarrassment ever. You need to take the entire draft from the New England Patriots.
I wouldn't put it past Goodell.
I wouldn't either.
So this is going to now become a you versus Goodell again.
I mean, yeah, what else could it be? Yeah. Although Mr. Kraft has categorically denied all actions, I'm going to stick with that.
Absolutely. Now, and it's also important that we call him Mr. Kraft.
Yes.
So Mr. Kraft is in hot water. I feel like the punishment should fit the crime.
Bobby Kraft might be getting handjobs, but Mr. Kraft categorically denies all
engagement. True.
So as much as I would like to see the Patriots get their entire draft this year and next taken away from them for the actions of the owner, I feel like the punishment should fit the crime. And he should have to jerk off every other NFL owner and Roger Goodell.
Jerry Jones would be right in front.
First person in line.
Let's do it.
Let's go, Bobby. Come on now. Circumcise my mosquito. You know what I'm saying?
We had a Schefter report, too, which stay woke. So Adam Schefter quickly reported that there's a bigger name involved. And somehow we just don't have the bigger name. So it was quick to throw out that Robert Kraft was arrested. The Jupiter police weren't doing him any favors. Which they shouldn't. They should just, this guy has been indicted. This is the situation. Robert Kraft, owner of the New England Patriots, has been indicted. And then Adam Schefter says there's a bigger name involved, and somehow we don't have the bigger name, which leads me to believe that Adam Schefter is doing Robert Kraft a favor by basically sending everyone on a wild goose chase to figure out if Tiger Woods got jerked off.
Right. So if it's in Jupiter, by the way, just saying the Jupiter police are on the case, it just sounds pretty fucking badass, right? Like it's Starship Troopers or something. But yeah, I think that
Space Force finally.
Yeah, Space Force. The Jupiter the Space Force is being completely reassigned to bust old billionaires getting hand jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I think So if you look at the population of the people in Jupiter, obviously Tiger Woods' name jumps out at
yes.
you. Yes. Kid Rock also lives in Jupiter.
Okay.
That would be a bigger name in some circles.
Yes.
Tebow is down in that area for spring training.
Ooh.
This is the segment of the show where we just baselessly speculate based on an Adam Schefter blurb that he put out there.
Now, I'm saying it's like the Dez Bryant tapes that Adam Schefter, we still haven't forgotten. You never released the Dez Bryant tapes that you promised that you had and that you had seen and you would release about 4 years ago. I think it's similar to that, where you're just sending everyone on this chase where we're throwing out names unfairly. I think anyone who gets alleged in this, they should be able to sue Adam Schefter personally.
Yeah, not me for saying your name.
No, it's Adam Schefter's fault.
Adam Schefter
correct.
Is using me as a puppet to think out loud with these things. I want to believe what you're saying. I think that you're onto something. But the fact that Albert Breer hasn't come out and corroborated that there's a bigger name is telling me maybe hold off on that, because Breer is my canary in a coal mine.
Right.
Like, once he starts jumping on that, because he's a big Pats guy, then I'd be like, okay, yeah, they're covering for Mr. Kraft a little bit on this. But, I mean, how much cover can you put on that?
Well,
I guess we'll have to see the tape to see how much cover.
He did. It worked, because Friday afternoon, everyone's like, oh, my God, there's a bit. It goes deeper.
Uh-huh.
It's like, no, it's pretty much cut and dry here. Like,
dry.
Well, yeah. Well, no,
and
you never know.
I haven't seen his dick, it's so actually he might be uncircumcised.
Personal preference. But, yeah, it's cut and dry in some circles. I also, the last thing I had for the fallout of this is, what would you guys say the over-under for amount of fantasy football names that are going to be Orchids of Asia next year?
Mm.
That's going to be just horrific.
That's going to be a lot of league names, I would
think.
It's
going to be, like, that's just know right now, if you're thinking you're sitting on a hot one, people have already thought of it.
We also need a name for this scandal. I thought maybe Baitgate could be a good one.
Okay.
That's about
Mastergate.
Mastergate.
That's actually kind of, I feel like that works.
Well, we have to see the tape, Jay Glazer. Fallategate could be another one.
Yeah. So, Hank, what are your thoughts overall? Where are you landing here?
I mean, Mr. Kraft categorically denies all
action, so we're going to go
stick with that.
Happens,
I also think if it does come out, even if they lose draft picks, it's just going to be like last year was a Miami miracle.
I think
miracle.
It'd be ridiculous
this
if
year it's Robert Kraft getting busted for, you know, getting a hand job. Like, something's got to start the championship DVD.
I don't know.
It could start with the news report.
Wait, no, it's going to be the tape, the actual tape.
Oh.
Did the Colts lose draft picks for Jim Irsay? I don't think so.
I don't think that
I think
they
it'd
did.
Be ridiculous to lose draft picks. A fine and a, you know, suspension. Where he has to miss the first, I think Jim Irsay missed 6 games, which is a hilarious thing to, like, suspend an owner.
Yep.
So you can now no longer watch in your, like, huge suite. You have to watch it in your mansion of a house.
Yeah.
But still, I think that's probably the appropriate way. Draft pick seems a little ridiculous. Sorry, Bart Scott.
But this is Goodell we're talking about. You know he's going to enforce however, like, harsh he can enforce it.
Right. I also think that the Colts should take full advantage of the situation and hang a banner, hang from the rafters, just saying, Bob Kraft got caught getting jerked off at Orchids Day Spa in Jupiter, Florida.
Yeah.
And just hang that right next to the AFC finalists.
Or just simply, Jim Irsay's too drunk to come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would work too.
That's an ironclad legal defense.
Yes.
Like, that's probably gotten him out of a lot of sticky situations.
Right.
He's just like, I can't get up.
Yeah.
And then we have to look into the semantics of the situation, pardon the phrase. But at what point does it become illegal? Because I saw the list. If you saw the window of Orchids Day Spa, it had a list of services that they offer there, including something called a table shower, which I'm pretty sure is just getting jerked off.
Right.
But at what point does it become illegal? Like, if there's contact made, if there's a rub but no tug, if there's a tug but no rub,
right.
How many? It's like the catch rule. Like, do you have to have possession?
Like, well, it's like, no,
do you
I
have
think
to make a football move.
I think it is like chess. Once you take your hand off the piece. Then it becomes the tug.
So if you just stay with your hand on,
you just hold the rest. You don't have to move your piece.
I just can't
sit there and think.
I'm going to need to see the video before I make any judgments.
Yeah, this story is obviously going to keep going for a long time, Hank. It will. You know that this one's going to be like, it has all the makings of, you know, people just firing off ridiculous jokes. People like this is, you know. Sorry.
Are we going to get a U-Porn or just like a porn parody of this?
Right.
Like
I feel like this might
dressed up in
reinvigorate Ron Jeremy's career.
Yeah.
They need an elderly man to play the part of Mr. Kraft.
The hedgehog.
Just get him a white wig and let it go.
Think it'll show up in a rap verse?
Oh, yeah. It already has.
Interesting. Okay. So, ongoing. Story ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Although,
see where it goes.
It could take a dark turn.
I think it already has taken a dark turn in that respect.
It has. We are not making fun of the human trafficking element, because if that is in any way true, that's really, really fucked up.
Correct.
And I think you do need to ask a lot of questions, like who should have known, who did know. But right now, I'm going to get these jokes off.
Right. I think there's definitely a difference that people – I know that Twitter, like, you can't make jokes about anything anymore. There's a very clear difference of making fun of the owner of the Patriots and while also being like, this is a fucked up story. Like, it's a real problem. And hopefully, like I said, in a weird way, him being involved actually should help, like, the solution of this problem. People should be looking at it more, and police departments and all this stuff should be like, hey, we need to start cracking down on these places.
Hand up. If there was a tiny percentage of my brain that was like, maybe I'll go to a rub and tug one day, I think that's out the window.
Also,
now.
Prostitution should be legal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because gambling should be prostitution and weed. Take all the bad things out of the shadows so that people don't get harmed.
Yes, and you should be able to do both on sports.
Yeah.
You should be able to... They should have prostitutes in stadiums.
Yes. All right. The other news we have Oscars recap. So the recap is Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga are having the hottest sex in the world, allegedly.
Yeah, Jesus.
Holy fuck, that was steamy.
How, when he did the slide into her on the piano bench?
Man.
Yeah, and the eye contact that
they
had.
And then poor Bradley Cooper's girlfriend was sitting in between them. And that sucks.
Bradley Cooper's girlfriend was doing a live action meme of the This Is Fine dog.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm so happy for you both.
Oh, my God.
Guys.
Yeah. And it's, you know what? It's really unfair that Bradley Cooper is as talented as he is.
It is.
At some point, it's like, come on, man. Like, you should, something, I don't know what it is, but something's got to happen there where it, like, evens it out.
I'm going to write a movie.
Get him, like, you know, maybe his golf swing really sucks.
Yeah.
Maybe if he had
lip sync, he would have won Best Actor.
I think he did lip sync right into hers.
Ooh, nice. Well, so no, he denied her. Lady Gaga was ready to risk it all.
They looked like they were going to kiss.
Yeah, and Bradley Cooper said, can't do it.
Can't do it.
My girlfriend's literally right there.
Yeah, that's the only reason that they did. If she had been in the second row, they probably would have made out.
Yes,
but the fact that she was like front and center.
It's like, I got to go back to my seat after this.
Yeah.
Fuck, they still got to do best picture.
Yeah.
If this was the end of the night, we would just walk off and hop in a limo.
Yeah, it would be on. So we also got to see the extinction of the host tonight. Because I don't think that they're going to have a host ever again.
Way better. No stupid gimmicks, you know, when they, you know, deliver pizzas or do the selfies or whatever the fuck happens when you run out of, like, bits 2 hours into the Oscars. Mm-hmm. No host is the future.
Yeah, this is actually, Billy Crystal might die tonight. We might wake up tomorrow and he has nothing left to live for, because he knew he could get that call every, like, third year.
Yes.
And he had that gig penciled in.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what, Billy? Tough break, man.
It's over.
Bette Midler
outlasted you.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It was also pretty cool seeing Mike Myers and Dana Carvey get out there and do the Wayne's World thing one more time.
Yes, play the hits.
Yeah, that was great.
And as Scott Zolak says, just play the hits, Jovi.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do Who's Back. Hank, why don't you start with Who's Back?
Wait, are we going to talk about AAF at all?
Trent
Richardson had three more touchdowns.
Did you hear the live mic with who was it? Someone got
Charles Woodson.
Charles Woodson said no one's watching this shit.
It's because it was Bleacher Report.
Yikes! Whoops.
Yeesh.
Yeah.
Who's Back of the Week is Ja Rule.
Oh,
Ja.
Do tell.
He had a halftime performance at a Milwaukee Bucks game this weekend.
Yes.
There was some major technical difficulties. He was like, "Is everyone ready to go?" And then apparently, like, the sound wasn't ready, so he had to sit there awkwardly in silence for like 20 seconds.
What's up, Milwaukee?
Giannis just started like warming up for the second half while the performance was going on,
because
that's how little he gave a fuck.
Yep.
And then afterwards, the Timberwolves, who the Bucks were playing, said they quoted the Firefest and said, "We too were hustled, scammed, bamboozled, hoodwinked, led astray." And then Ja Rule was not happy about that. He said, "You just jinxed yourself talking to the god this way. You're cursed now. You won't win a championship for the next 30 years, and Kat is leaving."
Oh, my God.
Apologize, and I'll lift the curse.
Wait, so hold on. So the curse is a superstar NBA player is going to leave from a small market,
mm-hmm.
and also Minnesota's not going to have sports success. Do I have that right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wait, so is the Timberwolves
account? That might actually happen, guys.
Yeah.
Ja Rule might be onto something here.
Minnesota Timberwolves will never win an NBA title.
It has been declared so.
Why don't you
throw in that the Vikings are going to miss a huge kick in a big important moment, and we'll just have it all.
I also saw one of these like fun fact random Twitter accounts that was like it was a thread of like movie roles that people passed up that was really dumb. Ja Rule turned down $500,000 paycheck for Too Fast, Too Furious because he thought the offer was beneath him. And then that went to Ludacris, who was in like 100 Fast and Furious movies.
Yeah,
that made
a
bajillion
long
dollars.
Play
Ja Rule, not a good businessman.
Big
turns
mistake.
Out.
Is that it, Hank?
Yeah.
You weren't going to do AOC for her appearance on DC Zamira on Thursday?
You know, AOC was great. Great weekend. You know, huge. Really performed. Came out of nowhere and did it when people weren't expecting it, per se.
From AOC.
AOC.
Big weekend for AOC. Just love to see that. Love to see it going forward, especially in New York.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Big weekend. In New York. Own New York.
Yeah.
Some may say.
Is that it, Hank?
That's it.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead, BFT.
My who's back of the week is Nike.
Yeah?
So Nike recovered gracefully from that disastrous Thursday that they had in the stock market when they lost, one was $1 billion worth of market cap?
$3 billion.
Because of Zion's shoe?
For four seconds.
For people that don't understand how business works, they were down 1% in pre-market trading.
For a minute.
Yeah.
And Darren Revell and Jay Williams both were like, see?
Yep, this is what
this
happens,
is,
Nike.
Nike. One shoe bust and the whole market tumbles.
But then they recovered once the most famous Air Force One wearer in the world, Bob Kraft, got busted on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Stock shot back up to $90. So, it's they needed a little bit of that bad boy street cred that Bob Kraft got them. So they got exactly back to even. My other who's...
Oh, by the way, just for a second, I forgot to bring this up. Hank, are you a little concerned at all about Zion being injured and eating and not working out?
No.
Okay.
Zion's going to be back next week.
Okay. All right. All right.
Really?
I just asked because I saw him in that polo. On Saturday night.
Looking diesel.
Chonk.
Looking chonk, 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 chonk.
Yeah, I mean, chonk. He's fucking Zion. He's a chonk, dude.
He is a chonk.
He's a mountain. Chonk, chonk and athletic.
He's the chonkiest chonk.
He's chonk-athletic.
Chonk-athletic. I like
there
that.
There you go.
I like that.
Okay, what
like
else?
Charles Barkley would be chonk-athletic?
Yes.
Yes.
He's a more chonk-athletic Charles Barkley.
Okay, Z-Bo would be chonk-athletic.
Mm-hmm.
My other who's back of the week is the 4th of July. So save the date because America's going to have a giant party on the 4th of July this year. It's called the Salute to America, the country. So we're going back to 76.
Is it actually a Salute to America,
the
country?
I added that.
Okay,
for
nice.
A little bit
That's
of
a good addition.
It's called Salute to America.
Until you said that.
Well, you might be talking about South America.
Right.
Or you
it's
might
true.
Be talking
North.
About the band America.
Yeah, the whole entire continent.
Yeah, so the 4th of July is back this year as a celebration for America.
That's it?
That's it.
It's just like, what do you mean? It's just back?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Who started this?
Trump. So Trump tweeted out that there's going to be a big celebration in our nation's capital featuring live music, patriotism, and Donald Trump on the 4th of July.
Perfect. Finally, 4th of July is back.
Mm-hmm.
I have two who's backs. First is Bulls. Not because we have Action Bronson on, but Bulls are back. There was a Washington Post article that said America is hung up on bowl culture. What if you like to eat from a plate? So I guess bowls are like the hot new thing, and people who like plates are just being left in the dust.
Can't eat soup off a plate.
Everything's getting put in a bowl these days.
Mm-hmm. Did you read the headline that accompanied that article?
Yeah.
It was like plates are falling flat.
Yeah.
It was great.
This person was very upset that the plates were getting smoked by bowls. Bowls are way, way better than plates.
Mm-hmm.
Would we all agree?
Agreed. There's nothing that you can eat out of a bowl that you can't... There's nothing that you can eat out of a plate that you can't also eat out of a bowl.
I mean, like a T-bone steak would be kind of weird out of a bowl.
If you have a big enough bowl, then just cut it, and then you put the mashed potatoes on the bottom.
Well, now you're talking about one of those bowl-plate hybrids.
I just invented KFC's famous bowls.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm a big bowl guy myself. Hank's looking at us with the...
I don't want to
side
out. I don't want to get rid of plates.
Guy?
Yeah.
No, plates are done, dude.
I don't
Never
know.
Never eat a plate. See how long you can go without eating from a plate. The results will amaze you.
Rest of my life.
That's
I could
a
go.
That's a someone I just wrote BuzzFeed's new article.
Mm-hmm.
Our BuzzFeed staff, our comic staff went a whole week without eating from a plate and the results will amaze you.
Yeah, that's what they do. It's like they do these grand experiments, but I deactivated Facebook for 3 days and here's what I learned about myself.
I wanted to kill myself because I couldn't look at anyone's pictures.
And I couldn't comment on racist articles.
Yeah, it sucked. All right, my other who's back is that baby back bitch, Slowey Slogano, who blocked me on Twitter for calling him Slowey Slogano.
He blocked
How
you?
How soft is that?
He blocked you, or is he just getting in front of you to make you go faster?
Yeah, that's true. That is a good point. We know NASCAR now. But he basically tweeted and said, I had a great car, but sometimes it doesn't break your way, which is a classic. Like, hey, dude, you could have just said, my name's Slowey Slogano, and I go slower than everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So I filled it in for him, and then he blocked me.
Yeah. No, and the fact that he said he had a great car, it's like trying a little bit too hard
you
to get out there and be like, hey, my car was really good, I promise.
Credit to my team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Slowey Slogano.
Block me, bitch. bitch. All right. Before we get to our interview with Action Bronson, a quick word from a couple of our sponsors.
Hey, it's PFT here talking about Peloton. Starting is everything when it comes to fitness. Peloton encourages you to get moving by doing what you can. Peloton helps you start no matter what level you're at. That's why they have instructors who motivate you from day one with thousands of classes from all levels to get you started. I love my Peloton. I'm back on the Buns of Anarchy. I've been back on the bike if you want to join Buns of Anarchy. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, here he is, Action Bronson. All right, we now welcome on Action Bronson.
What's up, guys?
Rapper slash chef slash TV host, and he also just gave us all lozenges.
Mm-hmm. Best-selling author. That must be added into the
best-selling author.
Has to be.
Do you?
I didn't fucking do it for no reason.
You did it because you want to be a bestseller.
To be presented in that manner.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, best-selling
author. It's not so much about the actual money that you make from the novel. It's just for the rest of your life. It's New York Times best-selling author.
There it is.
Action Bronson.
Do you give everyone lozenges when they show up?
Well, no. I asked for one, and she brought three, so I figured all of us should share.
Have a nice day.
Do you still have yours in your mouth?
I do. I have to. My throat. No, it's all good, because the throat, it needs to be soothed after the rapping and the talking and all this.
Mm-hmm. So
you got to keep it here,
yeah.
So you don't keep on fucking wishing it around the mouth.
All right, I got it.
Like
I
it's dip,
it.
Like
I
it's a little pouch.
Away.
Exactly,
yeah.
Like dip.
Yeah. So your throat, because you're on tour now.
Exactly.
And when did the tour start?
Last night in Boston.
Okay.
The White Bronco tour, alongside Rock Marciano and Mayhem Loren, my two good friends. I don't know what else to say. We're over here fucking demolishing shit.
What other tour? Like, where else are you going on the tour? Activate the people.
I got to. It's tomorrow night at Irving Plaza, then the next day at Warsaw and Greenpoint.
Okay.
Then we hit Philly, Connecticut, Midwest, West Coast.
Nice, you're everywhere.
Have you done Irving Plaza yet?
I have.
Yeah, I was going to say, the only tip I have about that place, use the bathroom before you go there.
Because
the bathroom situation in the green room is less than optimal.
It's usually never a good situation in the green room bathroom.
Yeah, that was a humble brag. PFT played Irving Plaza.
So. When? I played it back in July.
Yeah, oh, no nice. Big deal.
Sold that motherfucker out.
That's what I like to hear.
It's no big deal.
Good shit.
Yeah. So you have a bunch of stuff cooking right now. What would you say, like, if when I introduce you, best-selling author, rapper, chef, what's like the number one thing that people, like Action Bronson, what's the first thing you want people saying?
I don't know.
Man of the people?
Yeah, that's it. I don't really care what anyone says about me, but I am a man of the people. There's no doubt about that.
I like that.
One thing that I noticed straight up about you that I appreciate is you're a shorts guy.
Always.
And so you caught me on a day. Usually, I start getting back into shorts mode and typically mid-February, just because I get sick of the winter. You ever wear pants, ever?
I haven't worn pants in like 12 years.
Respect. Seriously?
I love that.
That's crazy.
You ever get cold?
Nah, polar vortex, whatever. I've been through it all.
Do you own pants?
Yeah.
And you just look at them?
I own sweatpants.
Oh. Mm.
I own a couple of pairs of jeans, but I just look at them. Those are long removed from me fitting in those shits.
That's crazy.
My fucking legs are thick.
Yeah.
You
ever wear a suit?
Yeah. I wore a suit, actually. I was in Paris. I did a show called We Love Green, demolished it. Then I had to jump in a cab and go to a 4-star Michelin restaurant. Excuse me, 3.
Oh, that's a big
difference. I had to wear a thing.
Yeah.
But I still had my Carhartt shirt on.
So let's talk about that. You come from a culinary background.
I do.
You were a fire flame chef, I'm told. What does fire flame mean?
I don't even know what the fuck that means.
Yeah,
what
it sounds cool, though, right?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
You were just an awesome chef.
I mean, yeah, I was working in kitchens. I was trying to be that guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you had an accident in the kitchen.
Yeah, I took a spill. Broke my leg. I was wearing some bullshit New Balance 574s.
Fuck that.
Yeah, fuck those shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I was making burgers for the children. Mm-hmm. And my man, Young Mexico, who was mopping the floor at the time, somehow water mixed with oil, and I slipped.
And
cracked my whole fucking leg.
Mm-hmm. Did you get insurance money?
No, it was my father's restaurant. I couldn't sue him.
You should have sued your
He's
dad.
A fucking prick. I couldn't sue him, though.
So you did, you've done a bunch of cooking shows as well, or shows where you basically, from what I understand, you essentially have figured out a life hack of you can make a show out of anything where you're just doing the things that you like to do.
Facts.
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
So you when you do Fuck That's Delicious, it literally is you just eating the food you like.
Yeah, and going to unbelievable places all around the world with my friends, smoking weed and getting taken care of.
That's living the dream.
Yeah, we also did that Ancient Aliens show where we just smoked weed and watched Ancient Aliens, which I love to do.
So I've done that many times. I've never gotten paid for it.
So I actually,
handsomely.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be paid handsomely for these things.
I want to ask you questions about the food show, but while we're on this show, talking about the shows you've done, I have a pitch for you for a show.
Talk to me.
Knowing that you can basically make a show out of nothing and make it interesting, we call it, so Meek Mill is going to be, we don't even have to have Meek Mill in it, just maybe in the title sponsor. It's called Dreams and Nightmares. And the first 10 minutes of is you just sleeping. It's just a video of you sleeping.
That's an interesting story.
And then the next 20 minutes is you waking up. And then you tell us whether you had a dream or a nightmare and what it was about.
To be honest with you, I never remember whether I had a dream or a nightmare.
So here's there's a third thing where if you don't remember, you just get high.
Perfect. Let's do it.
Yeah. And also, if it's a nightmare, we have a horse on deck and you get on the horse and you just trot around talking about your nightmare.
I'm in.
Dreams and nightmares.
Done.
I think you could make that show and everyone would be like, this is fucking awesome because Zach Bronson.
With Meek Mill or just use the title?
Well, I was thinking if the budget doesn't allow it, we could just put a picture of him in the title and pretend
I'm just trying to figure how he would, you know.
He could host it.
I think that would be serious. I think that would be amazing.
He'd be the guy who wakes you up.
I don't want that.
So he just walks in and he's like, hey, action, wake up.
Probably have to work on that angle, but
okay, all right. But so you make these shows, and like I said, fuck That's Delicious. You travel everywhere, you eat everything. What's the best place you've been, and the best food that you've had?
Well, let me just say this: I know it looks like it's ridiculous with just fucking around and shit like that, but honestly, we're bringing culture to people.
Oh yeah,
you know, in a different light, and other than being talked down to, and you know, feeling like you don't really know what the fuck is going on.
It's man of the people.
Yeah.
That's really what it is.
There it is.
Right.
You're able to relate to all of us because we're all from Queens and just some regular guys.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that you actually make a good point because we have something similar going on here where there's something to be said for making it look like you're not putting a lot of work into something, but you really are.
Oh, man, nonstop all day long.
But keeping it a level where people can watch it and they don't see it as some like overproduced big show makes it relatable.
That's the key.
Right. So what is your favorite food? Like, if you had to do death row, you get one dish, maybe a dessert as well. What is it?
Mm. It's so hard to say. I mean, I don't know if I would do my mother's cooking, but I would probably, I always say bagel and eggs, but I'm fucking over bagel and eggs.
Okay.
I'm thinking some sort of pasta dish. Nice olive oil. I appreciate the best olive oil in the world.
I like
it's
that.
Something to be appreciated. You know how people appreciate wines. Olive oil is like, it's just a beautiful thing. So I would like to have the most gorgeous olive oil next to me. A nice plate of pasta with some truffle, white truffle, at the peak of season. My favorite place to be, I don't know. I really love Japan just because of the experiences. But on sheer beauty, New Zealand, there's nothing like it.
Really?
Did you do the hikes down there?
We did. We were in Karikari, where it's like fucking Jurassic Park. Crazy beach. You have to hike to the beach, black sands. Next level shit.
Do you think there's truffle scammers out there? I feel like everywhere I go now, it's
like over truffle
bro. Fries.
Fuck that bullshit.
Yeah.
Truffle fries, if there's truffle oil, it's not real truffle.
Right.
It's garbage.
People are hurting the truffle.
I'm done with truffle, economy. To tell you the truth. I haven't eaten truffle in a long time because when I do, I want it to really make an impact on my life again, the way it did the first time.
So truffles, they're real big in France, right? There's a specific region that a lot of them are grown in?
And not just, it's usually they come from Northern Italy.
Okay, Northern Italy.
Yeah, Northern, like Alba, they have the best stuff. They're like these beautiful white. I mean, they're found all around those areas. There's some in France, but the most pungent ones come from there.
Now, is there a way that we can set up, like, bioengineer a climate somewhere in the United States, buy a piece of land, and get it so it's a good environment to grow truffles so we can start our own truffle business here stateside, make a lot of money?
That's something I'm sure they're looking into. I have no fucking clue. But I'll tell you this. They don't have them anywhere else in the world but there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other ones, they're not as tasty. They've done black ones that are not, you know, they're whatever. Mm-hmm. But you just have to get them naturally. When you start biomechanicking all kinds of shit, it becomes, it ain't natural.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't taste the same.
Doesn't.
Now, have you ever collabed with Guy Fieri?
I actually cooked with Guy Fieri. I was in the same room. He let me taste his cheesesteak.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
What was that like?
Whatever.
Wasn't
impressed by Guy Fieri. He's really? Cool, though.
Yeah, he seems like a really nice guy. Like, he gets a lot of shit sometimes because, obviously, he has, like...
He wasn't very nice to people.
Really?
Hey, he was fucking, you know,
well,
smelling his own
Fieri.
Ass.
Well,
he's Guy fucking Fieri.
Yeah, like, he's a big deal.
He's beyond a big deal.
Right.
He's
bigger than a big deal.
Exactly. He's one of these icons in America.
Yes, I'd agree.
Like, millions of years from now... His bowling shirts are going to be reproduced in China for money.
Yes, yes. What about New York cuisine? What's the best, like, pizza spot? What's the best? What are your go-to places?
I mean, Lucali's is probably one of my favorite pizza spots on the planet.
Okay.
Also love New Park because, you know, it's just one of those classic slices. I feel like you could get a decent slice anywhere in the city on a corner.
I agree with that. Mm-hmm.
A decent slice that's edible and, well, it's pretty good pizza.
Right, mm-hmm. You know?
Nothing mind-blowing, but there's some mind-blowing places. I like Golden Fountain Chinese food, Cantonese Chinese on Metropolitan and 116th.
Okay.
In Queens.
Okay.
It's higher level hood Chinese food.
I like that.
Yeah, exactly.
What's your go-to Chinese order? Because I've fallen into that rut where I get the same
hot and sour soup.
Oh yeah,
hot and sour soup. I like to get sometimes I like to do the spare rib tips because they're lacquered in some fucking apple cherry situation.
Yep.
With the hot mustard always. A nice wing fried hard cut up. You have to cut the wing into pieces.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Can't be a full wing. It has to be three pieces. They give you the little thing.
And the wing tip?
Exactly.
I like gnawing on the wing tip like it's almost like a toothpick.
You like the foot of the chicken?
I like the foot of the chicken in chicken soup. That you get a lot of flavor out of
that. Yeah, that works.
That is nice.
Yeah.
That's
so
really nice.
I had one idea. I've been trying to figure this out in my own head for the last couple of years. I'm a big soup guy. I could eat soup every single day, every meal, and I would never get tired of it. I'm trying to think of a way to make dessert soup because I've never seen it offered after the meal. Sometimes I eat soup for dessert because it fills in the cracks of everything that you've just previously eaten, which feels nice. But I've never seen like a sweet dessert soup. And so I'm just trying to work that out of my head. I didn't know if you had any thoughts on that.
I mean, I always let ice cream melt and just drink it.
Yes. Yeah. That's a good point.
I think people pointed that out to you
You could break cookies and shit into it and get real fat, you know, get disgusting. Uh-huh. Put all kinds of shit into the melted ice cream.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
That's pretty good, too.
So we'll chalk another one up
enough,
for the melted ice cream.
Enough melted ice cream that it's an actual soup, where it's not just like a bunch of fucking, you know, mess, where it's actually like a quality bowl of soup.
Yeah, and instead of like oyster crackers, you put in just broken up graham crackers.
There it is.
Okay, dessert soup, done.
So we are technically a sports podcast, but we go everywhere. You're a New York sports fan.
100%.
That sucks.
It has for a long time.
I mean,
except for the Yankees, it has for a long time.
But, like, the Knicks. Do you think Kevin Durant and Kyrie are coming?
Every time that they say these people are coming, they just never come to New York for some reason. I don't know what about New York isn't a destination
James
for motherfuckers. There it is.
Yeah.
I like going to the Garden. I don't want to say anything.
Okay, we'll say it for you.
No,
you can just wink. Yeah, okay, shout out to the Garden.
Yeah, you already know.
You're doing great stuff there,
it's
guys.
It's a terrible situation, honestly. Yeah. It's been for years, and as a fan, it fucking sucks, but, you know, it's hard to change alliances.
Yeah, who's your favorite, like old school player?
I mean, Ewing.
Yeah.
Ewing was my guy. Oakley. I mean, those teams.
The 90s, you know? Knicks, yeah.
I love Spree.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Spree's, I saw Spree. Where did we see man. Spree?
We saw him at an airport not too long ago. I think he just lives on his yacht in Milwaukee and just hangs out.
It's not a bad life.
No, not a bad life.
Yacht in Milwaukee, though?
Yeah, that part. Yeah. Kind of like Michigan's nice in the summer. Like,
Croatia, yeah, right. Yeah. Miami,
Milwaukee,
yeah, mm-hmm. And then like Monaco. Those are the yacht cities.
Yeah, sure.
That's mm-hmm. pretty good. I'd like that.
Are you a Mets fan or Yankees fan?
Yankees.
Okay, so you got that going. That's nice.
Yankees, you know, Knicks, glory when I was a child, but still heartbreaking.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The Jets, let's not even talk about that. Please, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, although Sam Darnold.
I mean, yeah, okay. The problem is that I listen to Joe Beningo every day.
Yep.
You know? And I've kind of, flip it upside down.
Flip it upside down, yeah, you have it upside down.
It's a stone book, that's why it's supposed to be that.
This is his book, it's called Stone Beyond Belief.
There it is.
Do you take New York Times best-selling author of Fuck
That's
Delicious.
It has to be put on the cover, there's no doubt about it, come on.
Do you take Monster Hits?
Monster Hits, yeah, I fucking smoke a lot of hash.
Okay, well, I'm in the Monster Hits only club, so
yeah,
I
smoke a lot of hash. You smoke hash, what are you smoking?
Just weed.
What's the difference between hash and weed?
Well, what I'm smoking is pure hash. They take weed at its peak right when it's cut down, and they freeze it instantly, so you get all the oils and essences frozen in time. Mm-hmm. Then they take that, and then they gently wash it. They gently wash it with cold, very, very pure water and pure ice, and just gently knock those heads off. So then that collects. You dry that out, and it becomes this beautiful white powder. Then you take that. You put that through a coffee filter.
Okay.
The Revlon hair straightener, and it gushes all out this pure, like, 95% THC hash, clean as could be.
That's going to fuck you up.
Oh, it fucks me up all day long.
Do you ever get too fucked up? Like, sometimes...
Edibles fuck me up real bad.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, do you make this hash yourself?
I don't... I press the hash.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. I have
you do the Revlon part.
Yeah, I do the Revlon. But that's...
Yeah.
That's also it's a talent and an art in itself.
Okay.
There's people that can't squish hash for shit.
Right.
They don't get the right yield.
Right.
You know, it blows out the
this
matter
is all very
gets
scientific.
Into it.
I like
it's
this.
Very scientific.
This is when I love people who are very passionate about weed because don't take this the wrong way, but like at the end of the day you're just high.
Yeah, I'm high.
Yeah. Like when you go to like a weed dispensary and they're like, "Well, this could do this and this can do that." It's like, but
they're bullshitting
you're just gonna
you.
Get high. Nah, yeah.
They're bullshitting you. Right. It's mind altering. You choose your path once you're high.
Are you a
holy shit, that was deep.
Indica
guy? That is fucking
or
deep. I can't even believe I said that.
Say
right
that
now.
Again for the people.
What did I say?
You choose your own path
when you're high.
You choose the destination.
Make
of your
sure
high.
You fucking write that down.
Doesn't matter if it's hash
shouts
or weed.
Nails.
You choose your own path.
Yeah, you
path
know fucking Lenny
high.
Dykstra hit me up on Twitter one time?
He's a friend of ours.
I love him.
Well,
I don't know him. That's
yeah,
why I love him.
We don't
him.
Either.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, the more he's a guy, the more you know, the less you want to know.
He showed up to this office with a gun once, so that was...
Oh.
We found out later that he carries a gun everywhere he goes.
He's licensed.
Yeah.
Well,
but I don't think so in New York City.
No, he's not. Yeah,
he got a little trouble. Wyoming.
Yeah, Uber had an issue with him producing the firearm.
Oh,
is there a difference between indica and sativa?
I don't even know what that is.
See,
you know, like apparently one makes you head high and one makes you body high. I'm smoking hybrids. I'm smoking all kinds of things. I go for flavor. I go for flavor and taste and the effect it gives me instantly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When was the last time you had a day where you weren't high?
Yesterday I was on and off.
I wasn't fully trashed. That's high.
Yeah, I was high. But no, there hasn't been a day where I've just taken off for a long time. I don't feel that I need to take off.
Right.
Like, what am I taking off from?
You would have crazy dreams, I think. Yeah. I've always heard that. Like, when you stop smoking, you'll get, like, insane, vivid dreams.
But the thing is, when I'm awake... all those things just fly out of me.
Life is a dream.
There it
Write
is.
Write that down, too.
I don't need to fucking be sleeping and not forget it when I wake up. I need to be conscious, saying these things, writing these things, turning these lines into some sort of rap.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So what is the, like, talk to me about the creative process, because you're an insanely creative guy.
This is it.
Do you sit in a room and write stuff? Do you have a, like, whiteboard? Do you sit and bounce shit off people?
I have a whiteboard that just says, "I love you," that my girl wrote. That's
nice.
It.
That's it?
It's a huge whiteboard that says, "I love you," in the bottom left corner. That's a piece of art to me.
Can you erase it?
But I haven't taken the eraser to a year now. There's no reason.
The fact that it's empty, it's like it's just a plateau for you to just throw shit at. It's like possibilities, endless possibilities.
And once you put something up there, it usually doesn't even go, it doesn't come to fruition. Yeah. Something else comes from that.
It's like when I was a kid, my dad coached basketball and he wrote out a play, but it was with a Sharpie. And then we just ran that same play the whole season because he couldn't wipe it off.
Well, that's a good play.
He fucked up.
Fucking
yeah.
worked.
Yeah, well.
It's like in Madden, like 2000, you know, I used to do this one play with the Jets. It was with the fullback, this one and then that one.
Yeah.
It worked all the time.
The wheel route kind of thing?
It's not a wheel. The wheel kind of goes that way. It was more of an in cut with the fullback.
Gotcha, like an option route.
Yeah, like an option route, hitting him right over the middle.
Once you find that one play in Madden, it's like not even fair.
It's not fair
anymore. I beat PFT because I found this one play where I just had the guy go over the middle.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like you can't stop him.
Back in Madden 95, there was a play called Maverick on defense where if you just blitzed with a middle linebacker, you get a 10-yard sack every time.
Boom, it's LeVon Kirkland.
Yeah, there you go.
Absolutely.
Done.
Do you like Spotify as an artist?
I like Spotify, but I don't have it.
The fact that,
you know what, I'm not really up on a lot of technology, which is like, I mean, I don't know. Spotify, everyone got that shit,
right?
I guess it works. I don't know what the fuck,
but do you get?
I don't have an opinion on it.
You get paid off it?
I don't know.
Okay,
I don't have enough stuff up on there.
Yeah,
I don't have all my, like my first couple of mixtapes, like Blue Chips 1, Blue Chips 2, the shit that really popped me off. It's not up there because there's just, it's not able to be up there, you know?
Right.
Those were given away because there was so many things I rapped over that you just can't.
What was that? Was that named after the movie?
Absolutely.
Hell yeah. A movie's
absolutely.
Awesome.
So it's a classic. I also did a mixtape called The Program with Latimer on the cover.
Fuck yes.
You know?
Starting defense plays at the table.
You already know that.
Yep. Absolutely. Do you have that?
Alvin Mack?
Yeah.
And fucking Latimer.
Hell yeah.
You make a lot of sports references in your songs. There's one line in particular I really enjoy. It's, what if Allen Iverson was Chinese riding on a Harley?
In damn square, Cop and Charlie. If you've ever been to Amsterdam, there's always a Moroccan guy, Charlie. Hmm. He's asking if you want Coke.
Ah.
So there's layers of things there. I pondered that question and I had to write it.
Yeah, what if?
What the fuck if Allen Iverson was Chinese riding on a Harley?
Yeah.
And what was
almost like Delonte West.
Yeah. Kind of like that.
But yeah, what if? That was actually the only question I had written down for that. It was just like, what if? Because it did make me think.
Here's a good question. What do you do when you get too high?
Sleep.
Yeah?
Mm. Eat.
Take a shower?
Nah.
We drove a bus down to Atlanta, and I got way too high one day, and I was stuck on an RV. That sucked.
Yeah.
Like, what I mean,
I don't ever get to a point where I'm like, panicking. I just ride the wave.
Yeah, fuck.
You gotta just ride the wave. Yeah, you can't panic because it is what it is. It'll pass.
Yeah.
What if you get too high to sleep? That happens to me sometimes.
Yeah, you watch Sopranos.
Mm. Yeah, that's good.
Good call.
What's your favorite season?
All of them.
Yeah.
I just finished watching it for the fucking 36th time.
The best.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. They were running a marathon at HBO. I got caught and watched like the first two seasons again.
It's tremendous.
The best. Yeah, Hank actually hasn't even finished it, so don't spoil it for
me. I heard a wild theory about the ending of it. So, you know, it cuts to black. Hank, close your ears. But it cuts to black at the very end. The theory was that the person that got killed at the end was actually you, the viewer.
Because
you were seeing the head. Right in the back of the head. You got, you were in the life for a while. You'd learned to love some of these characters, even though they had flaws. You were as invested in the life as they were to a certain extent. And pow, in the back
and
of the head.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And he was
that's
like,
a good feeling.
People at the end, which I actually remember vividly, like one of my roommates at the time actually was saying this, that we were so bloodlust for everyone to die that he was like, fuck it, I'm just going to kill you, the viewer. That's some
deep
shit.
That's why he made the big bucks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
David Chase.
When was the last time you cried because of something that you saw when you're high?
I cry a lot at these fucking, these E60 sports things or the, you know, when they do like these pieces with the fucking kid in the hospital.
Yes.
It fucking freaks me out for some reason.
Yeah.
Man. I don't know. pisses me off also. Like, why am I crying? They're doing this on purpose.
That gets me, too.
Yeah, you hear Jeremy Schapp's voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the little, like, piano comes in, and the dude from Tom Rinaldi starts talking.
Yeah.
And just waterworks.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I don't know why.
I got so high the other, like, about 3 weeks ago that I cried because I was flipping back and forth in a hotel between college basketball and NBA. And college basketball, they didn't score for like 10 minutes. And then I went to the NBA, and Klay Thompson hit like 3 threes in 90 seconds.
Mm.
And I got a little teary-eyed. I was like, this is beautiful.
That's heavy.
Yeah.
The last time I cried like a baby, I'd have to say I was in a van with Alchemist, and I had some edibles that someone had given me. They were just extremely strong.
Mm-hmm.
And he started playing Billie Holiday. And I just started fucking crying like a baby, like uncontrollably.
Right.
Like, yo, I can't do this anymore. I didn't even know what I couldn't do anymore. I was just crying.
Yeah. It just hit you in like that right nerve that it found.
It's just, you know, crying sometimes feels good.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's a beautiful release.
It's a good point. I don't cry enough, I don't think. I need to open up more and cry.
You should. Let yourself cry because you may just... fucking strong, stern.
Uh-huh.
You gotta let it just go.
There's also nothing better than like laughing so hard when you're high and getting and crying.
Well, there's the thing. Best. You cry and you laugh, and there's all emotions.
The waves.
Yeah,
ride the wave.
There it is.
Just ride that wave.
Yeah, ride the wave.
So our producer Bubba sent us like a few facts about you before this interview that we might not have known. He says that you claim to have fixed some games at some point. Back in the day.
In some rap lyrics, I fixed Miami of Ohio and...
Ooh, and little Mac? Else? It was like
Grambling State. Yeah.
Grambling State?
Grambling State.
Yeah, those teams don't play each
no,
other.
No, 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 it wasn't. It could, yeah. Come on. Mm.
Did you actually fix the game?
Grambling and Southern.
Okay, those teams play each other.
You know I'm not going to fucking make it wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
If I'm going to make the accusation of myself that
right.
I fixed the game. I'm not gonna
get the teams right.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. Yeah, I'm not gonna get the wrong conferences that
That's
don't
fair.
Play each other.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. You know,
because I gamble too much, so I knew
I
right away that
game, I fixed the game. Oh, between Kentucky and Miami of Ohio, they play in the MAC, right?
No, Kentucky doesn't play in the MAC.
They
but they
did.
Could play each other.
Well, who did they play? Who they played in? What's the Midwest Conference?
Yeah, maybe it was Western Kentucky in Miami of Ohio. Miami of Ohio plays in the MAC. Kentucky plays in the SEC.
It was a long time ago.
We could look it up. Look up the lyric. Fix the game.
I'm on it.
Okay.
It wasn't true, but, you know.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
I definitely fixed some Golden Glove fights.
Oh.
I fixed some handball matches in Queens.
A little Hi-Li?
Yeah. Hi-Li down in Florida was big for me.
That's.
The Greyhounds also, the dogs.
Yep.
I only bet on gray animals.
That's it.
Horses, dogs, whatever.
Bet gray.
Well, that's it. That's not. It's not horses, dogs, whatever. It's horses and dogs. I don't know any of the gray animals.
Well,
I guess rhinos.
Well, there's plenty of gray animals.
Okay. Elephants.
Here he goes. Yeah. Motherfucker, yeah. I'm a great artist. I fixed the game between Georgia Tech and Wake Forest.
That's ACC. Oh, yeah. There you
there's
go.
There's the ACC.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got that one right.
That makes sense. So did you fix that?
Back when Marbury was there.
No, so there was the Wake Forest Georgia Tech ACC championship football game was Wake Forest against Georgia Tech. And Wake Forest won 9-6. Was that you?
Was that you? Was
that you?
That was me.
What's your relationship with Vice these days?
Rocky.
Yeah? What happened with that?
Nah, you know, just when you don't feel like people are appreciating you and doing the right thing by you, you start saying, go fuck yourself.
Right. Mm-hmm. Is that the worst part about the job? Because, you know, like I've said, you're an insanely creative guy, and having to deal with maybe politics above you, that's got to suck.
It's annoying because nothing is above me. I mean, I could deal with all that type of thing, but I know what you mean with that type of thing. But when people say things to your face and then do other things,
right?
It rubs me the wrong way.
Right.
Now, if you're going to say something to me and we're going to go on this journey together, don't fucking bullshit me.
Right.
You know?
That's fair.
That's really it.
Yeah.
Do you have any interest in doing... like a narrative television show as opposed to more of a talk show or a reality-based thing, like something you sit down and write?
Well, I never really wanted to do something reality-based, you know? I always wanted it to be just free-form. You know, like those other reality shows are scripted. We literally do one take.
I love that.
Nobody does anything over. If you miss it, you fucking miss it. Mm-hmm. There's been so many things missed. There's never a setup. There's never, yo, listen, we're going to talk about this. Nothing like that. Would I like to sit down and write something? Yeah, but, you know, my mind is, I can't. I'm more of a, like, when I dictate, I'm able to get my thoughts out more clearly. When I write, I feel like I'm rambling sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah,
I get that, and it might not be as authentic. Like, you seem like a guy that lives his life just out there in the moment.
Right away.
Yeah, so when you write something down and you try to distill that, it's not necessarily capturing the true action.
Exactly.
Do I call you Action or Mr. Bronson?
You
or?
Could call me Baklava, you could call me Bam Bam, you could call me Bronson.
I like Bam Bam.
Yeah, Bam Bam's cool.
Bam Bam's real cool. That's, yeah, where did that come from?
Bigelow.
Okay.
My whole life I've looked like Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah, yeah. Were you a wrestling fan back in the day?
Big time.
What was your favorite wrestler?
I'd say Bret Hart, Stone Cold. Oh, like, yeah. I love that Attitude Era. I liked the years before. I've been watching a lot of WWE Network.
Yes.
The prior years.
Yes.
Like all the shit I forgot, like these fucking like weird tag teams, like the fucking Bumblebees and
yeah,
all kinds of crazy shit that I used to have the little rubber figurines for.
Yep. We watched a couple weeks ago, Kane versus, or sorry, Undertaker versus Mankind, the Hell in the Cell.
Oh, come on.
Go back to
I
that.
I watch that all the time.
Yeah, I know, but you watch it and you're like, holy
how many
shit,
fucking,
this was amazing.
He took the dive off the thing, then he went through the fucking cage. I don't know how he didn't die that
night.
Then
the tacks.
Then he got off the stretcher.
Yep.
Mick Foley is one of my favorite wrestlers. Cactus Jack. I liked ECW a lot.
Yeah.
ECW hardcore. Used to come on 2:00 in the morning on MSG Network.
That's
you know?
It right there.
So we used to watch that shit a lot. A lot of Sabu, a lot of Sandman, a lot of Taz. Shouts to my guy Taz.
Shouts to Taz.
Were you ever an athlete yourself?
What?
Were you an athlete yourself?
Yeah, I played high school football and baseball at Bayside High School.
Were you any good?
I was really good, actually. I was a good center. I was a good offensive lineman because I'm low to the ground and I have quickness. And I have a lot of fucking explosive power. So I was a good pulling center.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Get you out in space, run somebody over.
Absolutely, and I could fucking stuff anybody because they couldn't get lower than me.
Yeah. That's right, low man wins.
There it Hell is, yeah. No matter what.
All right, I have one last question. SeatGeek question, put in promo code TAKE, you get $10 off. You can go see Action on his tour, the White Bronco tour.
That's right.
Go check it out, buy your SeatGeek ticket, you get $10 off, right? Like that, it actually comes out of your pocket.
That's all right.
No, I'm just kidding.
It's all good.
Put in
it's
promo
a falafel.
Code TAKE.
Yeah. It's falafel money.
Yes. I actually said this to you when we met. You were here a few months ago.
Yep.
And you did not care about this fact, so I'm going
to No, I remember what you said to me.
What'd I say?
You said to me that we were on the same plane.
Fuck, you do remember.
I don't have... Come on. We were on the same plane, and you thought to yourself that if it goes down...
Yes.
You're going to be overlooked.
Yes.
Because I was...
yes, because Bam Bam... But it's same plane
because
twice.
Because I've gone down in the plane.
Same plane twice. We've been on the same plane twice
it's
in a matter of months.
It's a good luck charm, bro.
The first time I remember...
We're not going down.
Well, I was flying first class, not to brag. So were you, obviously. You're bigger than me. You walked by me, and it was just the most pungent weed smell. And I was like, who the fuck? And then I was like, oh, shit. It's Action Bronson.
Yeah, man.
And then I said, well, fuck, if this plane goes down, I'm going to be, like, way down on the list.
Nah, you're up there. Come on.
No.
Don't
but
sell yourself
do
short.
Do you ever think about that, like,
no,
you're on a plane?
I don't.
Okay. I guess that's...
I don't.
That's,
I take too many...
I got to chill out, yeah.
I take too many planes to be worrying about whether it's going to go down or not. I was on the fucking plane from Australia 16 hours over the pond.
Whew.
Come on, man. Like...
How many edibles was that?
I actually was sober.
Oh, so there you go. That's the whole day.
It was no, it wasn't a whole day because I got off and instantly got smashed. It was despicable. It was a despicable ride. I watched every Crocodile Dundee. I watched Woodstock that took 6.5 hours to watch, which was great.
And now you're only halfway there.
Yeah, exactly. And then I fucking, you know, I walked around the cabin a little bit. I had some ice cream, had some passion fruit.
Okay.
They had passion fruit, so I had like 12 of those.
Yep.
Yeah,
hell yeah. And no edibles.
None.
Damn. It's a long flight.
None. There was no edibles in Australia.
Really?
I got really high for like 2 minutes because the weed is so bad out there.
Really?
Ugh.
What?
Yuck.
Are you going to own a... I mean, New York's got to be legal soon, right?
It's been legal for 20 years in my book.
Yeah, that's true.
I've been going uptown and buying weed from Dominicans for my whole life.
That's
with no care.
Hell. Uh-huh. Yeah, guess what? It's legal in my book.
There it is.
I mean, it's got to happen soon, though. You should be part of the political movement.
Yeah, I'm not really into politics, but
neither am I.
I'll definitely reap the benefits.
Yes.
Yeah. So if it becomes legal, you're gonna have, you know, something that's front and center, like something branded.
Nah, I don't think so. I'm not trying to take advantage of this beautiful plant. But what I will say is this: I'm more of a tastemaker. If I like it, more than likely you're gonna like it.
I think that's the pinnacle of life, to become a tastemaker.
I don't like to call myself that, but in hash,
some people can call you that.
With hash,
you're the pressers. You're the head press guy. You're the best press guy in the world.
I'm one of them.
Do you know the others?
I do.
What are their names?
Storm and Norman.
Okay.
Who's a glass blower out in Seattle. Tremendous. He squishes tremendously. My boy Jeezy out in Philly. Uh-huh. Tremendous. These guys know what they're doing with their Revlons.
This is...
It's like the Kobe beef of making 100%. Hash. It's just like massage it just right.
Also, so my guy Richie from Deadass Rising, straight out of Queens.
There you go. Shout out, Richie.
Corona.
I think Richie's a listener, actually.
I'm sure he is.
So, wait. How many... would you say you're like the top? If that's
top
like,
five. Dead top or five? Alive.
Yeah.
Hash Rising squishers. For
hash
sure.
Squishers.
There's no doubt about it. My guy, Dr. Verd, out in Oregon.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Come on.
Who doesn't know him?
It's a countrywide thing. We're going to have our own baseball card soon.
Do you think Revlon has caught on to this? That would be the pinnacle if Revlon starts sponsoring you to squish hash.
But I'll tell you this. It's a really fucking ridiculous thing when you start realizing I was the first person at Walgreens at 7 a.m. to buy a fucking hair press because I landed in L.A. and I needed it right away.
Right. Uh-huh.
Off the Australia flight.
Right.
Got in early. 6:30, 6:45, I was right in front of Walgreens just in the cab waiting with him. Like, yeah, they open at 7.
Need my Revlon.
And why the fuck I walk in there, like, what the hell you need this for?
Yeah, you
don't
have
fucking question what I'm buying.
You have a shaved head.
You question anybody else what they're purchasing? Don't question what I purchase.
How many hair straighteners do you go through a year?
Well, I've had this one that's the golden standard now for about 8 months.
Did you name it?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you should give it a name.
Yeah.
Make it, like, add it to, it's like a character of its own.
I don't look at it. I look at it as a, it's like
B.B. King named his guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Lucille.
Lucille's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, you should name your hair straightener.
Bertha.
Yeah, ooh.
That's big, yeah.
I like that.
Big Bertha.
Yeah. I mean, if it's been with you for that long.
Gertrude.
Gertrude. I don't hate Gertrude.
Gertrude
either.
The hairpresser. Mm-hmm.
Gertrude the hash squisher.
That's the noise it makes.
What does it do?
As soon as you squish, it just goes.
I need to smoke some of this hash with you.
You do. I mean, you could come to my studio anytime.
I absolutely will. I want to smoke some of this hash. I want to also watch you squish.
You want me to watch me squish?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, for sure.
Like I watching love Picasso to watch you paint.
Yeah.
Easy.
It's like, yeah. I mean, would you want to see MJ in his prime?
No.
Well, yeah.
Not him. He's a Knicks fan. Yeah.
But most people would like to see, you know, the best of the best, the GOATs, do it. I'd really like to see
Richard
squish.
Jefferson in his prime.
Yo, Richard Jefferson.
It's my guy.
Friend of our program.
Love
yeah,
Jefferson,
we've had him on.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he is a good
guy.
He's
a good analyst.
He is a good analyst.
I think he's really good on TV.
Yes, he is. He's a good guy.
Who do you guys like watching? Who do you guys enjoy? You like Stephen A?
On TV? I like
Stephen A. He's amusing. Come on, he's the fucking
I like Stephen funny. A as an entertainer.
Yes.
I think people should stop taking him seriously for his analysis. Mm-hmm. Just appreciate him for what he is, which is an entertaining guy who screams about sports and is wrong frequently.
Who do you like?
I don't know. Like I said, I like Joe Beningo.
Yeah.
I like Joe and Evan in the morning.
Guy?
I'm a big Francesa guy.
Do you think he's... So we're not, you know, New Yorkers, but like I've gotten a kick out of him. I've interviewed him before.
He's a classic. He's a classic.
But he...
They don't make guys like that anyway.
Right.
That's why you just got to appreciate that shit and just...
What about the fact that he's always wrong?
It's just funny because the way he talks is so pompous and it's so like he just knows everything.
But he doesn't.
I met Dog also. Dog, they're just just fucking characters, man.
Right?
They're just New York characters. Like I got a guy in my neighborhood called Skip.
Okay.
He wears a fisherman hat, a fucking vest. He got the paper with the horses in his pocket.
Yep.
Every time he sees me, he starts off with a Jets story from '69. Like, they don't make people
That's
like that
true.
Anymore. You got to just appreciate that type of
No,
thing.
It's true. What makes, like, a guy like Francesa or even Stephen A. Smith unique is that they're just, like, outlandish in their own right. And you're like, I want to listen to that guy. He's not just, you know.
Michael Irvin.
Yeah,
I love Michael
control.
Irvin's spots on the radio. He's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
You know what the difference is?
One of my favorites.
I think a big difference between Skip and Francesa is or I mean Stephen A. and Francesa, Stephen A. has kind of started to feed into what the media has created out of him.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's become like a little less authentic, whereas Francesa, I don't think he gives a shit.
He's
what
almost gotten
says.
More authentic because he resists like the new age so hard.
He hates everything.
He said Twitter. He's like, yeah, I just use Twitter to put my thoughts out there. I don't read.
I was
anything.
The first one he tweeted.
Really?
No way. I'm
gonna check it out.
I'm gonna check this out right now. Fact check in real time.
You're
fact
like boys with him.
I've seen him.
Do you think Francesa smokes hash?
I'll get him to smoke hash. I've smoked hash with people you'd never even know.
Name a name.
I can't name names
one
right
name
now.
One name that wouldn't care.
I don't know if they care or not. I can't name names.
Shit.
I can't.
Or someone who's public about smoking weed.
I mean, there was a good. This was a good one with me and my boy Body at the fucking Jordan 23 party, the 23rd anniversary.
Okay.
While Prince was playing, Prince was on stage, and me, Body, and were just blowing it down in Jordan's dressing room.
Okay.
I met Moses Malone that night.
Hell yeah.
I took a piss in between Dominique and Clyde Drexler. Imagine how that picture looked from the back.
Yes. Jesus Christ. That's funny.
Come on. It's tremendous.
Yeah.
Like,
all right. Yeah. In 2012,
Prince Fielder,
you tweeted, NP, Mike Francesa, WFAN 660, New York City, bitch.
That's right.
That's your first tweet?
No. Francesa's first tweet was to me.
Oh.
But. That's back when it wasn't on 101.9. It was still on 660.
You're just letting everyone know.
Yeah, it's 660. I still
know.
Listen to it on 660.
Yeah. He's a character. He's unbelievable.
What's his Twitter handle?
Mike Fran.
There we go.
So everyone, he's going to find it, but everyone go to the White Bronco tour. Buy Bam Bam's best-selling book called...
Stone Beyond. Oh, the best-selling book is called Fuck That's Delicious.
Fuck That's Delicious. Oh,
this
so
is
I
the
see
second book in the Fuck That's Delicious trilogy called Stone Beyond Belief.
What are you fucking doing, a Game of Thrones?
I'm doing a fucking trilogy. Things always, it's the divine numbers.
So, has this gone bestseller?
It will soon. It hasn't gotten out yet. It's not out yet. It's March 19th.
Oh, okay. So March 19th. Let's
March
make sure 19th. It goes back to bestseller. Not that we have the power. You have more power than us.
No, we need that.
Everyone's got to buy it. I'm looking at it right now.
Well, I'll give you some ideas. There's a pro tip in there how to, stash weed underneath your nuts in between your asshole and nuts, right in that area where your thighs.
Gooch.
Exactly.
The taint?
The gooch.
Yeah.
Is there a trick to holding it in?
Well, you have to have a thick thigh.
Okay, yeah,
and I could hold at least 4 ounces under my nuts.
Whew,
that's quarter impressive. Pound under my nuts.
Damn.
Comfortably.
All right, here we go.
Don't even feel it.
Nah, I don't even know what's there.
From Mike Francesa, met at Action Bronson. He promised me he was going to hit a home run in CC's softball game.
I didn't, but I hit a double. I hit a double.
Did he call you out? He
should
have called you out on
I
the
hit
show.
A fucking double.
It's like Babe Ruth, the kid.
I hit a double. And I knocked in Mariano.
Okay, that's fair.
That sounds
pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
And I was pitching. Mariano came off. He had me come off the mound to give me a talk. He was like, come on, baby. And that's it.
But I bet it worked.
I pitched a perfect game.
Yeah.
The only flaw in my game, Nate Robinson went to fucking catch a pop-up that had English with his fucking bare hand.
Oh, he was hot-dogging it.
He ruined my fucking perfect game.
That's fucked up. Come on.
T-Mac, out of here. Jorge Posada struck him out.
In a softball game.
In a fucking softball game at Yankee Stadium.
Hell yeah.
Holy shit, that's awesome.
Was Willie Colon playing?
Willie Colon played.
He
hit a double and he knocked fucking...
He's our guy. He works here.
I love Willie.
Yeah.
And he also bulldozed somebody
at
second
base. Yes, I remember
base.
That
yeah.
video. Yeah,
it
yeah.
It was tremendous.
He goes all out all the time. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
This has been a lot of fun.
Appreciate it.
I actually really do want to come and see you squish hash.
Anytime, like
okay.
I said.
We'll do it. We'll do
easy.
It. Go to the White Bronco
Brooklyn.
Tour. Check it out. And buy the book March 19th coming out called Stone Beyond Belief. Action Bronson.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Listen up, we've got some tea and you all are going to be obsessed. We spoke with the Abercrombie team and they told us that they were going to launch a wedding shop. Well, we lost it because, as you know, we are both getting ready to get Abercrombie and hitched. The whole vibe of Abercrombie these days is clothes you'd wear for a perfect long weekend, and all their customers were like, hey, we spend long weekends traveling for weddings these days. And then Abercrombie was like, we love that. Let us just give you everything you could ever possibly want and love to wear for all things wedding. So they did. It has everything. Tons of dresses, jumpsuits, pants, swimsuits, pajamas, pantsuits, and all perfectly curated for different events, bachelorettes, brunches, showers, ceremonies as a guest and ceremonies as a bride, reception, and even honeymoon. It is incredible. Check out the Abercrombie Wedding Shop on Abercrombie.com. Go shop it now.
Okay, let's get to some segments. Breaking news. What do you got, Hank?
Bohemian Rhapsody won Best Picture.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
The other breaking news we had.
That breaking news was brought to you by Chocolate Milk for Real Recovery that tastes real good.
The other breaking news we had is the hot Twitter tip, gambling tip, that was going around Twitter late in the afternoon on Sunday that brought Yorgos Lanthimos, is that his name?
Yeah.
Best director odds from 45 to 1 all the way down to like 2 to 1 and off the board. Turns out he didn't win, which just goes to show you, as always, if a hot gambling tip, if anyone gets a hot gambling tip and it's said out loud on Twitter, it's not a hot gambling tip.
Yeah, you'd have to be a real dummy to bet on that. You'd have to be a real moron to put a lot of money on that.
I really felt like I was bursting you and Marty's bubble when I came in. You guys said it, and I was like, dude, there's no way that guy wins, because it just, if it's a hot gambling tip, it's never said.
I got a tip. It was a dude, tip, though. It was a tip.
But everyone had the tip.
You know how,
when everyone has a tip, it's not a tip.
You know how I knew that or how I should have known that it was fake?
Because everyone was talking about it?
Was that Darren Revelle tweeted out, and we all know that Darren refuses to tweet out actual tips that he has.
True.
Like what the first song was going to be at the halftime performance.
Correct. So, breaking news again.
It was actually The Green Book that won Best Oscar Picture.
Oh, shit.
I tried to look in the control room, and I thought it said Bohemian Rhapsody, but
hey, so another breaking news. Steve Harvey on us. Yeah, wow.
Sorry about that.
That's good. I'm glad that Bohemian Rhapsody didn't win, because I didn't see it, and I've just heard it's bad, so I'm just repeating what I've heard from other people.
Yeah, and I haven't seen The Green Book either, but
I've heard it's good.
Sure.
Yeah.
Great.
I saw one of the movies this year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big,
No, I saw Black Panther. I saw...
Oh, wow, you're so woke.
No, I'm just saying, the ones that I saw, Black Panther, Black Klansman, and Vice, and...
So you saw all of them.
And Star is Born.
You literally saw all of them except the one that won.
Yep.
Okay. but seriously, though, that hot game, like, I said it exactly. It's like that time a couple years ago when all of a sudden a 10-1 favorite at the Kentucky Derby went down to like even odds and everyone flipped out. It's like, it just doesn't work that way. Otherwise, we'd all be rich.
I was kind of hoping that Spike Lee in his acceptance speech would have just roasted James Dolan.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome.
That would have been great. Although he wants to sit courtside, so he can't.
That's right. You got to respect the garden.
Yes. All right. First up, we have LeBron blames. So this is a big time LeBron blames.
Oh, no.
LeBron blames after losing to the Pelicans.
Playoff mode activated.
I think it was Friday night. No, it was Saturday night. He said this about his team. It's how you play the game, prepare for the game. It's not even like when you get to the arena. It's like way before that. It's the most important thing in your life at this time. LeBron James questions his teammates' dedication to the game after loss to Pelicans. Mm. When is Space Jam 2 coming out?
They moved it up, I think.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it's actually going to happen. I think they had to move it up to this offseason so that LeBron could use, you know, this impending free agency to lure
to
more
pay
people
everyone.
In. Yeah.
Right, but that's LeBron has a point. I mean, he obviously is very committed to his craft, but the fact that he's like in a million shows now probably rings a little hollow to some of his teammates.
Now he's got AB coming out there. Yeah. AB is going to be on the next
episode.
There's
AB and Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go. No tampering going on there.
Yes. Shout out our friend Tommy for somehow getting them together, which is unbelievable.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Yes. So, yeah, the Lakers, are we done chaining them? From the playoffs?
Well, Buddy Hield bet his house that the Kings would make the playoffs.
What kind of house does he live in?
He said he's got a really nice one.
Fuck.
So... yeah, he's kind of one-upping our cat and Pinky and Poop bet. Like, hey, he just bet his house.
Yeah.
I'm not going to dunchain him yet. but they're definitely on the fence.
Tell you what, I will bet Buddy Hield's house that they don't make the playoffs.
Do you know what's going to happen though? LeBron's just going to fucking go off for like 3 weeks straight and just dominate people.
His teammates hate him though.
He's going to just do that. It's going to happen. This is every year when LeBron's not going to win the East, and then it's like, well, LeBron wins the East. Now, just put it into perspective. Now at least we're saying, well, LeBron's not going to make the playoffs, and he's still going to make the playoffs, but we get to say LeBron's not going to make the playoffs.
If he doesn't make the playoffs,
Will go down with an injury. As soon as it becomes like this is a realistic thing, he will definitely be like, oh, my hamstring hurts because too much sheesh.
My groin.
Yeah.
His groin issue.
All the sheesh has added weight to my groin.
Yeah, I need more load management.
So right now, they are three games out of the playoffs, and there's the Kings are in front of them. So they got to leapfrog the Kings, and they're three games out. I don't know.
That's tough.
The Kings
are not bad either.
The Timberwolves are four games out. So
the curse, though.
So looks like the curse is working.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Already.
Good job, Ja Rule.
Ja Rule.
Yes. You got J-Butt traded.
That's right.
All right. Next up, we have Bryce's right. Bryce Harper, still a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
So
I heard that.
What the fuck?
I don't know. The Nats GM said that they haven't heard from him or Scott Boras in like a month.
Yeah.
So that's not a good sign for Washington, D.C. But I think it's pretty clear he's going to go to the Phillies.
Well,
last team that's willing to deal with his bullshit. It's basically, he's doing a pretty good job of weeding out all the teams that would get pissed off at him if he did sign that big contract.
Yes. He's being very extra.
Right. Which is good sometimes if you know that you're a tough person to be in a relationship with, then just be like straight up with everybody if you're dating around a little bit. Be like, listen, if you can't handle me, then it's not gonna work out.
Right.
Just know that I'm gonna be a dickhead sometimes. And Bryce Harper is an amazing talent and he's a very, very good baseball player, but he goes through probably two or three dickhead streaks a year where he doesn't play well. And he'll do things like cares more about his hair, gets choked out by a pitcher that you brought in free agency.
That one is Jonathan Pavlov being a dick.
I know. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
But he'll do things that occasionally piss you off, but then he's an immense talent who's really, really good and electric when he's playing well. So it's a good thing that he's alienating all the teams that would end up not wanting to deal with his shit.
Scott Boras is sitting there waiting to break Manny Machado's record, which I assume they will at like this point. There's no way that they'll sign for $300 million 10 years. They got to be 301 at the very minimum. I think it's going to be 350 from what everyone has said.
Also, shout out to Bryce. I hear he's back in Vegas.
Yeah, right, he's now just chilling.
So like, good for him. If you're going to make MLB GMs go on trips to visit you to try to woo you, might as well go to Vegas, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And Bryce Harper gets to skip spring training, which doesn't really make sense because you know how like Brett Favre used to wait and hem and haw so that he could miss training camp because training camp sucks?
Yeah.
Spring training for baseball players is pretty fucking sweet. Mm-hmm. They like take one at bat and then go play golf.
Yeah. That's it.
That's pretty much it.
That's everything.
They get to hang out in the sun.
You do a lot of simulated games.
Yeah, right. And you just hang out. All right. We have talking soccer. So there was a big story in, I can't remember what cup it was. One of the cups. The Chelsea keeper, right before they had extra time, right before goal kicks, penalty kicks. The manager for Chelsea tried to take the keeper out, and he just refused.
And that was talking soccer. So what happened
was... His name is Kepa.
Kepa, yeah. It's a great name for a goalie. Cool. What happened was he faked a couple injuries to try to get to PKs just to waste a little time. Sometimes they do that in soccer if you're not familiar. So he wasted a shitload of time. And then he did such a good job of faking his injuries that his coach was like, I'm going to pull you out. Also, I think the other goalie is more of a PK specialist than Kepa is. So they tried to pull him out, and it was just a standoff. They were just staring at each other, screaming.
He just refused.
He was like, I'm not leaving, and his coach was like, yes, you are.
The coach got his man card taken. That would have been great if the ref just came and just flashed him the man card.
Yeah.
It's just the third card in his little pocket that he runs around with.
Yeah, well, handed it to him and then took it
right back.
But yeah, the manager tried to leave the stadium because he was so pissed off. He was about to go out a door, and then he was like, this wouldn't look good if I just
soccer,
left my team.
Sport of the future.
I wrote a joke down.
Okay.
I wrote a Rick Riley joke.
Go for it.
You ready for this?
Oh, Rick Riley had a joke tonight, too, but yeah.
Oh, no, you tell me Rick's first.
Okay, so Rick Riley decided to get in on the Oscar jokes, which was always, it's always great to hear from Rick. I feel like he hasn't been around for a while because, you know, it's not golf season, and Tiger hasn't done anything that makes Rick really, really disgusted and wants to, like, tell everyone that he's a bad person because he one time didn't talk to Rick Riley after a match or something. So anyway, Rick Riley, I digress. Rick Riley said, if Roma wins Best Picture, I'm going to just set up a camera on a tripod at the bus station and let it run for 110 minutes.
That sounds illegal, Rick.
That also just, like, what the fuck?
Sounds like Rick is just kind of testing the waters to see how his idea of just videotaping people in public without their knowledge is going to fly over. Rick, don't do that.
Yeah,
don't
okay.
Do
Rick Riley.
Tell you what, if Roma wins, I'm going to go to the library and just start videotaping women's feet everywhere.
Oh, that's cool.
Dude, this is for the Oscar. For the cinematography.
For the Oscars. Yeah. All right, so what's your joke?
So my joke, it's about Chelsea, okay? So, hey, I haven't seen a Chelsea dumpster fire like that since that terrorist tried to blow up that crock pot on 24th Street. You remember that? He put the crock pot inside a dumpster?
Yep, I do remember that.
In Chelsea.
That was maybe one boob?
One boob?
One boob out of three.
Okay.
What do you think, Hank?
Not super relatable. I mean, it's relatable to
us.
Yeah, it's
not
we were like directly.
Just well, because Dave lives in Chelsea, and we're all like, please. Please don't let that thing go off is what I was going to say.
Yep.
You guys didn't let me finish. All right. Do we have any other segments before Monday reading?
I had a drunk idea.
Okay.
So when you sit out in the sun all day drinking margaritas.
Sperm margaritas.
There's got to be someone who's drinking sperm.
I guarantee there is. That's a good drunk idea, hey?
Okay.
I like the way your brain works. I just thought that Andy from Fire Festival, he should be the new face of the What Would You Do for Klondike Bar commercials.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's a pretty good idea, right?
Yeah. Do they still have those commercials?
They should bring them back.
They should bring them back and have him. But we've already debunked that guy is a meme that was placed into that movie by Fuck Jerry. It's not even real.
Yep.
But if he came out on Klondike bars, that would go viral.
Yeah, it would.
Do you think this is a long con by Cuck Jerry? Because they do like viral advertising just to try to capture the Klondike account.
Someone look into their financials and see if Klondike has signed them.
Yeah, I'm sure their financials are all in the up and up.
Yes, absolutely. What's the shelf life for that guy? The guy who would suck a dick for a bunch of water.
I mean, he basically got passed.
Yeah, it's true,
like
by
three abducted
in plain sight. Yeah.
Uh-huh. By the hand job guy.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's rough out in these streets.
It's real tough. You know, one day you're on top of the world as the guy who will suck dick for anything.
It's hard out here for a meme when you're famous for trying to make a guy cream.
Oh, there you go. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it right there. That's the tagline. All right, let's finish up. We have our Monday reading. So this one we'll do quick. I'm just going to do an excerpt from it because I'm still kind of trying to wrap my head around it. So it's Armie Hammer. Who is Armie Hammer? He played the Winklevoss twins in Facebook.
He's an actor.
Okay, so Armie Hammer.
Weird name.
Which is very weird because you just think Arm and Hammer. Mm-hmm. Armie Hammer interview, straight white maleness is threatening to everyone who's not a straight white male. Cool. Got it. So here's the important part of this article. He's sitting in a suite in a London hotel room talking about straight white maleness and how much it's kind of like affecting his life. So here was the big one. He said, if you see a straight white man not acting like that, not assuming his privilege in a way, it's very threatening to your straight white maleness. But at the end of the day, what is straight white maleness if not threatening to everyone else who is not a straight white man? If you stop assuming your privilege, the only people you harm are the people who are actively taking advantage of it.
All right.
Do you follow?
You lost me at the first sentence.
I don't follow.
If you see a guy that's not
straight white man, not assuming his privilege in a way, it's very threatening to your. So if someone's acting like they aren't, if someone's not flexing their privilege on everyone else, then it's threatening to your privilege because you're like, why is that guy not using his privilege
because
to his advantage?
He could be, and I'm using mine, so it makes
right.
me think that I shouldn't be using mine because he's doing something.
Stop assuming your privilege. The only people you harm are the people who are actively taking. So if you stop assuming your privilege, the only people you harm are the people who are actively taking advantage of it.
This guy is like the...
That's you thought way too hard about this.
This guy reminds me of the Terminator when he just looks at people and he identifies you know, their name. Are they friend? Are they foe? He's just looking at people like with the laser sights and be like, he's acting on a straight white privilege.
I think he's basically saying, like, he's using a lot of words to essentially get to the point of don't be a dick.
Yeah.
Like, he's thinking way too hard about just simply don't be a dick in general.
So when he's saying...
okay, I got more for you.
Wait. This whole article is actually like a very good demonstration of his straight white privilege.
Yes,
that someone can get a glowing profile written of you for talking about how woke you are as a straight white male.
Correct. So here's another part of it. There's things all the time that I catch myself doing. Case in point, sitting here with my feet on the table. He says, suddenly offended by himself. I mean, like, I'm just being comfortable and relaxed, but like, there are things all the time that I catch myself doing and I think, wait a second, is this white privilege? Yeah, I think it is. Look at what I'm doing. Yeesh. His size 15 feet stay on the table.
So he takes no action to correct his white privilege that he identifies.
Damn it, my feet are straight white male privilege, but I'm not going to fix it because then someone else could take advantage of it.
He's raising awareness to the fact that his feet are straight white privilege.
All right, so I have one last line for you that you're going to like, especially PFT. So at the end of the article, so they go back and forth about straight white male privilege and what roles people should take. And
I'm trying really hard to like take a lesson out of this.
Yeah.
Because I feel like maybe he has a point that he's going to get to eventually.
Okay, so here's kind of the end of it. He says, that being said, the conversation is different now. People are asking, should straight actors take LGBTQA roles? I don't know. I'm certainly not the authority on that. But we are much more sensitive and evolved world now than, I mean, look, people used to don blackface in movies and that was acceptable. And now we say, no, you can't fucking do that. I feel like that wasn't acceptable for a very long time,
yeah,
by the way.
He's talking about like blackface in movies.
Years ago,
is he talking about Birth of a Nation?
Yes.
I was like Woodrow Wilson, yeah.
And I think that's right. I completely agree with that. But I don't know. I guess the answer is I don't know. This is a fucking article.
Okay.
He concludes looking a little dismayed. This is now his straight white male privilege. He's like a dog watching a garage door open. He's just side-eyed like, what is my straight white male privilege?
It sounds like he's having a stroke in real time.
Yeah, pretty much. At least we're now having these conversations, I say. This is the writer talking. It's important to think about these things, just like it's important to think that he interrogates his own privileges. Ready for this one? This is from his wife. It's like Schrodinger's white privilege. Just identifying it makes it something.
Okay. But it also makes it exist and not exist at
the
same time.
Correct.
That makes zero sense whatsoever. That makes zero sense. Like, if you identify that you're acting like a dick, newsflash, you're still acting
like a dick.
Like,
at least you're, yeah, I guess it's basically the ultimate sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, if you stop acting like a dick, then you're no longer acting like a dick. I don't think that it can be Schrodinger's dick or not.
This is... Wow, this is quite an article. I'm still, my head is spinning from how this guy must like. It must be a burden walking around,
dude. Just change your name. I feel like this whole article would be a lot clearer to me. No matter what bullshit he's spitting out, if he just had a different name besides Armie Hammer, I'd at least be able to like look at it like an ink blot test and get out of it what I want to get out. But I'm too distracted by the fact that his name is Armie Hammer.
Damn, his shoes are big. He's got big old fucking shoes sitting right up on that.
All
right,
well, fellas, I'm making an executive decision. We're no longer putting our feet up on the table.
Disavow.
During this podcast.
Officially disavowing putting your feet up on a table.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
Well,
it's been said.
No, we can, but we have to acknowledge while we're doing it that it's the wrong thing to do. But then,
while still doing
but then still
it.
Do
correct.
It. In
correct.
Fact, do it harder.
Yes.
Just to raise more awareness of how bad it is.
Really get some mud on your feet and really do it.
Yeah. Fuck your couch.
Yeah. All right. That's our show. We'll see everyone Wednesday.
Love you guys. Make this deal with all the ice on in the booth. At the gate outside, when they pull up, they give me loose. Yeah, jump out, boys. That's Nike boys up in our coats. This shit way too big. Jamba Joe's, different color chains. See my jeweler really selling fruits. And they joking, man, know the crackers wish you was the norm. So and so. The winter retreat, we all in too deep. Play, 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 for keeps, don't play up for keeps. So and so. This shit way
no, I don't follow suit. Stacy Dash, most of these girls ain't got a clue. All of these hoes I made off records I produce. I might take all my exes and put them all in a group. Hit my essays, I need the booch. About to turn this function into Bonnaroo. Told her I've been, you coming too. In the 305, bitches treat me like I'm Uncle Luke. Have to slot the top off, it's just a roof. She said, where we going? I set the moon. We ain't even make it to the room. She thought it was the ocean, it's just a pool. Now I gotta open, it's just a ghost. Who put this shit together? I'm the glue. So and said, shorty face, Tommy out the blue. So and said,
it's Pardon My Take, presented by Bar Stool Sports.